is for when last have you heard that sound come out of my mouth? Hello, it's been a month. But that does not mean that because we have not been very regular, it doesn't mean that the word is any less potent, because the word of God never changes. As a matter of fact, it seems as if maybe it's just me with age, or maybe it's just the fact that God's word is still the same word that it was years ago today. And even when we go, that word will still remain. So today we're going to talk about something that an entire principle that God has laid on my heart that I think is going to bless us, and it's really going to shift our mindset. Yes, Holy Spirit. But before we do that, I'm just going to go with the unction of the Holy Spirit. And I have these, you know, when you have these sort of cards that have like promises for your soul or cards for moms. I don't know if you probably know what I'm talking about. And anyway, over the weekend, I was doing a bit of a clean, and the Holy Spirit told me, bring it to your bedside. And, you know, you read one of the scriptures as soon as you wake up, because let's be really honest, this is something that I'm working on, or I'm planning to work on, is that one of the first things I do when I wake up is I sort of scroll through my phone, see what I missed in the past couple of hours, but got an interest in that, you know. And the first card that I pull is from Luke 1 verses 7 to 8. It says, God's love and kindness will shine upon us like the sun that rises in the sky. And that's actually significant to me, to let me know that this word I'm going to release to you, I'm on the right track, because in the month of August, God has been dealing with me, dealing with righteousness, him as a son of righteousness, and his remnants being like sunbeams, and just what God being light does for us. But that is not exactly what I'm talking about today. Today I'm talking about anti-kingdom mindsets. And just to give you a bit of a backstory, how I am talking about this topic that I don't normally talk about, and also when it comes to what this podcast is about, in this season we were talking about the commission, that is going out into the world and telling others and pushing God's kingdom. And in my head it's like, how does that connect? But it's like, how does it not connect? Because the reality is, throughout the entire season, we've talked about pushing God's mandate, pushing God's kingdom. But the same way we are called to be kingdom advancers and kingdom promoters, we have to be aware that we live in a world with good and bad, with righteousness and evil, with darkness and light. And so it's because of these things, God laid it on my heart tonight for us to divulge a bit about anti-kingdom mindsets. And it's just as it says, it's basically those mindsets that creeps up, or those actions or personality traits that we have that creep in, and it limits us fully pulsating in the kingdom realm. And this is because this is what I have personally been battling with over the past month. I don't know when it happened. I don't know how it happened, but it happened. And that's why the Bible reminds us to really guard our mind. But in a nutshell, God has blessed me so tremendously in these years of my life. Despite having many challenges, I feel extremely blessed. To the point where somewhere along the line, I started settling, and not being content, that's different. I started saying things like, oh, I shouldn't be greedy to want more. That's enough. Don't be greedy. Take some and leave for others. I've started thinking things, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you have to be really careful when you're in a particular season of your life where God wants to advance you, where God wants to prosper you. And I'm talking bigger than dollars and cents now. And you may be able, by the grace of God, to withstand certain sins, but your mind, your mindset isn't conquered in certain areas. And while I want you to get your pen and paper, there are seven areas the Holy Spirit revealed to me that are anti-kingdom mindsets. And I want us to be truly honest and journal with ourselves and the Holy Spirit tonight and ask God if there are any of these mindsets or personality traits that I have accepted to be true. I want you to show me how to move forward. And here's the good news. The word of God already shows us how to move forward with these things. So we're going to do lots of Bible reading tonight, which I absolutely love. And I hope you love it too. Can't be calling yourself a Christian. We ain't loving up the word, guys. So here are the seven. Get your pens ready. The big one is unforgiveness. Oh, we all hate that word because it gives that kind of feeling like I'm not making nobody walk over me. Ain't nobody going to think I'm no fool. Mama ain't raised no fool. All I know who is me. Those are the type of things that we have, repeating in our subconscious. Also, things like malice, which basically means hatred or wishing ill on people. We're not really going to sit down and say it out loud while having a cup of coffee with friends. But in our mind, sometimes we see someone that we don't really like. And in our head, we'd be like, oh, I really don't like her. I just wish she loses her job. Like, I could really do without her being here. Things like that, we think. Also, jealousy. Sometimes this is not in this raging way. It may be clothed in a joke, like, you know, you really think you're special, huh? But deep down, you admire a grace or the way the person carries themselves or the way they dress, or you love the way their marriage is or whatever it is. It could be so many different things. You like the way that they cook. You like the way that they do their job, you know. And sometimes we can get into a state of comparison to the point where we limit what God has for us because we have allowed jealousy and bitterness to creep in and hinder the work of God in our lives. God also spoke to me about hardness of heart, and we're going to talk a bit about that. Backbiting, hello, especially when it is culturally acceptable to what we call, you know, retort or answer back or be dismissive or be sort of condescending in the name of being witty, etc. We sometimes can really limit the hand of God in our lives. Then bitterness. And a lot of us, because of several disappointments from persons, from organizations, or sometimes when, and this is where I'm going to get very transparent here. Sometimes when you feel like you've done everything that they told you and their society, you're supposed to do, and yet you feel as if you're not where you would like to be in a particular area, and you're seeing other people striving, that can turn into a form of bitterness and in some cases jealousy. So you have to be very careful against that, because God is not going to bless and advance you if your heart posture is not right. He's not asking you to be perfect, but he surely wants us to re-examine ourselves each day and ensure that we are moving forward in a way with a cleanliness of heart, with the right heart posture, so that he can truly bless us to advance his kingdom. And the last one is the heaviest one. It's unbelief. Do you know what the Holy Spirit revealed to me? He revealed to me that unbelief shows up. There are two, if you're a Christian and you're noticing that your prayer time is decreasing, like mine was, and you are not reading his word or enjoying mulling over his word as you once used to, these are indicators that there may be some unbelief creeping in, or it may be a strategy that the evil side is using by just putting certain thoughts such as, why are you trying so hard with that? I mean, like, if God was so real, why would you even have these issues that you have today? If God was so real, why do you still have cancer? If God was so real, why did so many people, so many of your loved ones die this year? Things like that. And so you still love God, and you still worship God, and you still profess his name, and you still go to church, and you still try to be kind and whatnot. But deep down, deep down, you're starting saying, I wonder if all this is worth it. And so that's why we're going to go to the Word, because my voice will not change anything unless it is backed up by the Word of God. So Holy Spirit, come in. We thank you that you are revealing God. Holy Spirit, I want you to take full control of the words that come out of my mouth, and may it be supported by your Holy Word, that the listener on the other end of these frequencies will not only hear, they will be a doer of the word. And we are going, oh God, we are using this platform, oh God, to empower your remnants, to empower your Christians, to empower those who are listening to go forth and tell everyone that Jesus Christ is Lord, and we have to get our lives right because he is coming again, and we're super excited about it. So Holy Spirit, have your way in the way only you can, in no other name but Jesus' name we pray, amen. Okay, so we got to deal with the first one, unforgiveness. And turn to me with your Bibles to 1 John 4 verses 20. So 1 John 4 verses 20 says, if someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. He is a what? A liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, you can touch them, you can feel them, how can he love God whom he has not seen? And this commandment we have from him, this is the antidote for it. Yes, yeah, so God is not just telling us what he doesn't like. He's not telling us these anti-kingdom actions or mindsets or behaviors that we possess. He's telling us what is the better way to move forward and what are the blessings attached to it. You see why I love the word? So it says, and Lord, help us to love the word even more, even myself, continue to unfold it in a way that we just crave after it. So the word says that he who loves God must love his brother also. So God is saying that if we don't like somebody because they probably did us something, or we have hatred or unforgiveness in our heart, but we're still on the pulpit, or we're still in the church, or we're still in our home saying Jesus, Jesus, and talking in tongues and doing all sorts of measure of things, but we don't love them. He never said that you have to put yourself in a way where they can walk over you like a doormat, because God wants you to know your worth, because you are peculiar and special, made for him. He's saying that if you don't love them with the love of Christ, then you cannot be truly a Christian. You cannot truly call yourself a follower. You cannot truly follow his ways, because he who loves God must, the Bible says must, that is a command. We must love our brothers also. So I want us to bear that in mind. God is asking us as much as possible to ensure that we check our heart posture. Is there a family member that have done something so wrong we can't forgive them? Is there a spouse, a child? Today I'm just asking God to touch your heart, to touch my heart, to touch our hearts in a way that only he can. For God is a great restorer. He is a restorer. Lord, help us to forgive so that we can experience your fullness, oh God. Help us to forgive, oh God, so that we can be free again. Help us to forgive so that we can be loose to charge forth your kingdom assignments in our lives. In no other name but Jesus' name we pray. Then we spoke about malice. Ooh, that's a big one. And you know, social media doesn't make it easier. We've seen all kind of different people, and we've seen things like how easily it may seem as if they're retrieving their monies, etc. And so it's very easy to compare yourself and you know, deep down have a bit of a hatred or malice for persons. But don't study about what I'm saying. Let's look at God's word. So turn to me to Ephesians 4, verses 31. All right. And verses 31 to 32 says, let all bitterness, hello, wrath. So wrath is like anger, hatred, right? Anger, clamor, and evil speaking be what? Put away from you. That's a command, that's an instruction. With all malice. God is saying, put away these things, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking of anybody, of any type, any family, any co-worker, with all malice. And be, this is what God is, the antidote, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And we see even forgiveness once again being tied in. Because what we need to know is that every single sin presents a doorway to open us up to having other things, other traits that are not favorable to pursuing God's kingdom. So the more unforgiving we are, the more likely we are to have pent-up frustration and anger, all things that God is asking us not to be, bitterness, malice. But yet we want God to come in and bless us. We want God to come in and build our ministry. We want God to come in and heal us. But what is happening in the heart? And I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself also. So I don't want you to think that this is a podcast that is slamming against you. If you are feeling uncomfortable, it may mean that there's something the Holy Spirit is convicting us of. I know even when I'm reading, I'm sensing it. So now we're going to combine a couple of them. Jealousy, we spoke about that. Hardness of heart, backbiting, and bitterness. And that last scripture we read actually encapsulates that really nicely. But I always believe the Bible repeats things in different places, one for emphasis, and sometimes to show you that in a different context in which something can be used. That's the pages to my Bible, guys. I just had one of them. So we're going to go to James 3 verses 16. Holy Spirit, help me to find that James. I just had James, you know. Did you know I had to go to the front of the Bible to find James? And I found out James was right in front of Peter. I always say that's my favorite verse. My favorite book of the Bible. So we're going to look at James 3 verses 16. And this is a really lovely one. Actually, let's go from 14 to 16 because it gives us even more. So we're looking at four things here. Jealousy, hardness of heart, backbiting, and bitterness. All these are anti-kingdom mindsets that God is exposing. And this is what he says in James 3 verses 14 to 16. He said, but if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your heart, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above. Hold up. Wait, the Bible really say that? Yeah. He says, this wisdom does not descend from above. So don't think that when you behave in bitter, when you have hardness in heart, when you're backbiting, when you are self-seeking, when you are boastful, when you are liar, as we say, don't think that that is your human nature per se. No, here's what the Bible say. It says, this wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly. So that's from your flesh. It is sensual and demonic. You hear what the Bible told you? That these behaviors are demonic. That is not to scare you, but that is to show you that God absolutely, you know, light and dark don't exist in the same thing. The dark kingdom and the light kingdom does not exist in one. That's why you can't serve two masters. They're two different teams. Okay? So, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. So it's telling you, I remember I was telling you when you have this one area that is not necessarily pleasant, it can open up a doorway for us to have additional issues to deal with. Just like that, it said, wherever you're seeing this envy and self-seeking exists, bet your bottom dollar, confusion and every evil thing are there. But God gives us the antidote. He says, but the wisdom that is from above is first what? Pure. It is not tainted. It's not stained. It is pure. It is then peaceable. It is gentle, willing to yield. That's compromise. Yeah. So think of that, especially those of us who are married and even in parenting, things like being a bit more flexible. Sometimes we are so rigid because or authoritative because that was the style we grew up with. But finding that balance and knowing the appropriate time sometimes to yield is also a good thing, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. So we are not hypocrites. The word that we preach on Facebook and Instagram, it lines up to persons who meet us in the street, the random stranger, the person who cuts us off in traffic, the person in the bank who says something off the cuff. When these people meet us, our behavior lines up. Okay, now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So God is telling us that these behaviors that I just told you about, jealousy, hardness of heart, backbiting, and bitterness, God is saying that if you ask him for wisdom from above, it's going to be pure, it's going to be peaceful, it's going to be gentle, it's going to be full of mercy, it's going to bear good fruits, etc. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So we are called to be peacemakers. We are called to be loving. We are called to exude righteousness. And we cannot do either or of these things. So if we are having a problem in this area, we need to self-reflect and then have a prayer session and where we ask God just to make these changes so that we can actually advance his kingdom boldly without these anti-kingdom mindsets. And the Holy Spirit is telling me now, Achilles heel. For some of us, this is our Achilles heel. This is the thing that broke us. We're doing everything right, but it's sometimes these little things, these little actions, well, they're seemingly little, but they have disastrous effects that can really impact on him fully doing what he wants in our life. All right. And the last 3 minutes, guys, this is our last one. And this is the mapipi snake, as my mom used to say. For me, as I was telling you, I started having this lack mindset. And I thank God for ministers who are in tune. I thank God for ministers who know what remnants need in this season. I thank God for his revealing knowledge. And I thank God that I'm not just a hearer, but I'm a doer of the word. So unbelief, and that's something many of us may be dealing with, because we have to be mindful of our sources of information and sources of entertainment. I personally, on some reflection, I've been watching a lot of Facebook reels where they make a lot of jokes about financial struggles, issues, and there's a lot of that language that can easily create lack. And I'm not known to be a person that has a problem in believing God to do exceedingly and abundantly above what I ask or think, especially in finances, ever since I've known myself. But I am telling you, I didn't know it until the veil or the scales from my eyes fell off. It was a strategy. It was an anti-kingdom mindset that was deposited somewhere along the line, most likely where I was just enjoying Facebook reels. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that in that moment where my guard was a bit down, somehow that seed got sown and then it started manifesting in my life. And you know, moving forward, it's just to be on guard and also to consistently cover ourselves in prayer and God's word, to remember and to remind not just you, but your soul and your spirit and your mindset that we are believers. We don't half believe, we have to wholly believe. So God brought me to Nehemiah 9. Verses 16 to 17. And I know I said 25 minutes is where I was going up to, but listen, we don't put a cap on nothing in the world, so we surely not putting a cap on God. You can pause it and come back, but I want you to hear this last part, so definitely do come back in and, you know, take a listen. So unbelief is something a lot of us may be having a trouble with. When you look on the news, I mean, it's hard not to be a believer anymore, in terms of, one, it looks as if the world seems to be in so much financial trouble. You wonder, should I even start that business? Would I ever break free of these things? So many people, so many young persons are dying. It may be hard for you to even believe that God has promised you long life, especially once you follow the conditions, right? These are promises that God gave us. God has promised us that we will live and we will not die. God has promised us things like this. But sometimes we don't grab on to these kingdom nuggets and walk in it. But when we go on Nehemiah 9, verses 16 to 17, this is basically where we have this verse where God is talking, where Nehemiah is just basically saying that our fathers had some measure of unbelief, but God remained really faithful. If you read the whole chapter, you'll see that God remained very faithful despite everything. The same God who did all the miracles, signs, and wonders in the Bible that we are professing in His Great Commission to the world is the same God that exists today. But do we believe that that same God right now, do we believe that He can split the Red Sea? We read it, we sing about it, we turn up our radio, say Maverick City, it says a line about it. But do we actually believe that if we needed to get out of a tricky situation, or if we needed immediate deliverance, God will dry up the sea? Do we have that type of faith? Because we all know this famous verse that if we have faith as small as a mustard seed, basically if we tell that mountain to move, it will move. But I don't think I have that, if I'm to be very honest. But I'm seeing where God wants us to build that faith. I'm seeing where God wants us to believe in Him even more. That can only happen through greater prayer, greater intimacy, and reading His word, where we are then strengthened as to how God manifests Himself. So the word says, "But they and our fathers acted proudly, hardened their necks, and did not heed your commandments. They refused to obey." They wasn't fully in it, you know. "And they were not mindful of your wonders that you did among them." So God delivered them from all these different things, but they reach where they're going. So yeah, God really, but I got my thing to do. So they're not 100% in it. "And in their rebellion, they appointed a leader to return to their bondage. But you are God, ready to pardon, gracious and merciful, slow to anger, abundant in kindness, and did not forsake them." So God's people broke their covenant, just as you and I have several times. But we serve a God who is merciful and kind. This is not to condemn us. He is merciful and kind, and He's just. But today I want you to join in prayer with me and say, "Thank you, Holy Father, for revealing your seven anti-kingdom mindsets and behaviors. Wherever, Lord, I possess these things, I decree and declare that you break it in the name of Jesus. You break it from its very source. You break it from the very strong man, oh God, to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And you loose, oh God, your peace. You loose your love, and you loose your freedom over your people right now. So go forth, my people. Don't let these things be your Achilles heel. God loves you."